Well, hello, it's Clive to Carl, another edition of the Health Revolution. And today we're not going to be talking about bodily health so much as opposed to the health of your wallet. Because when I was young, electricity was not a particularly expensive thing compared to everything else. But now most people can't afford to turn a light on, let alone heat their house. So, Kailas, you have some very simple and logical, reasonable solutions to this particular problem with the supply of electricity. Can you
Yeah.
enlighten us?
Well, it starts with the Telegram group, so that's where we hold a lot of the information on the pinned messages and file sections. So there's documents and there's interviews, recordings that people can watch, and a bit of literature on there to try and understand where the fraud has started from, as I call it. And it's understanding the birth certificate fraud. So a lot of people have heard that terminology about the birth certificate, the straw man. What does that mean? And for me, that's a really good starting point to focus on before you start to have a look at the electricity and gas side of things. So it is all about energy. And of course, we're all balls of energy. We all have energy auras, and electric is in the ether, whether you're ready to hear that or not yet. There are free energy devices, which I've got to be careful how I talk about that, because obviously, again, some people are not ready to hear that. But understanding from, I guess, like a legal point, is that what is covered in our taxes, who funds the electric and gas side, how is it all prepaid, what are we being charged for in our residential properties, the meters as such. We're not being charged for energy consumption, which is the trickery. And again, it's that coercion, that manipulation draws you in, manipulation. You think you're paying for gas and electric in your residential property, but you're not. You are paying for the metering and billing service, whether that's via E.ON or Scottish Power or Octopus Energy. They're all the same. But we pick up supply with one of these brokers, as I call them. They're not true suppliers. So again, there's lots of layers to understand where the fraud comes from and what happens, and how are they charging, how are they billing the residential property, what does that mean, are you in a contract, what if you replace your meter, what does that mean, what's the pros, what's the cons. So there's lots and lots of information within the Telegram group that I would recommend for people to do a little bit of research through that to try to gain a more in-depth understanding of what does it all mean. And then it takes you off on different routes depending on what your circumstances are. So if you're from a corporate background, you might be used to doing a formal process. A lot of people have done that with their council tax. You could apply the same process or approach to the electric and gas brokers, if you like, or you could choose to do a different approach if that's not your skill set and you want to try and go down a different avenue. Does that answer your question? I know I go off a bit. I always,
No,
digress.
it's a nuanced subject. And so just because let's get this in now, we'll repeat it later. What's the name of the Telegram group?
Yeah, free energy nationwide with the little image of Nikola Tesla. So people will know that it's us because there's only one of us. Although there is lots of different groups, we were the first ones that started. And so we've had two different groups. But the group that we currently run for the last 2 years is Free Energy Nationwide. And it's only on Telegram. We don't have a website. We're not a business. We don't do social media. We just use the Telegram group, the app, and the reasons for that is it's a really good document store because you can add files on there so people can print off a no trespass notice or a straw man document to read some literature on the straw man if they didn't want to watch a video. So there's lots of different bits of information on there, and it's not censored as well, so you don't get thrown off. And you know, and your videos don't get censored. So for us, it's a win-win situation to use that. And obviously it's free, you don't have to pay for it. It's the group's free and it's been built up over the last 2 years. The only problem with Telegram is bots. So they have lots of bots on there. So if you get messaged by someone who's impersonating me, as an example, it's definitely not me who's talking to you. So that's the only downside, I'd say, to Telegram is the bots. But it's a good starting point. Have a look if you've not got Telegram yet.
Yeah, I get a lot of bots on my Telegram channel. More or less every day, I have to put up something. Look, if somebody's asked you for money pretending to be me, it's not me. That kind of thing.
Normally the cryptos, it's asking to, you know, transfer cryptos and things, and that's not us. But it's not a bad app, really, I think, because it's free and stuff. So it's easy to manage and easy to navigate yourself through, I think. It's quite a good platform, really.
So they have no right whatsoever to charge you. And does the government know that? Are they totally complicit?
Of course they do. Of course they do, 100%. I mean, people that join, I guess it depends where you are in your own journey and what timeline you're running on. It's a hard pill to swallow sometimes when you go down this route of sovereignty, as I call it. Because when you start accepting the real truth, it puts everything into question in your whole life. Like, literally, well, what else have they been lying about? And you're in a different world almost. It's hard for some people to swallow. Some people, it just resonates instantly, and they're like, right, that's it. I'm doing my electric and gas. I'm going to do my council tax. I'm going to do my water. I'm not going to pay my TV license. So some people, it just, you know, they just go with the flow. Some people struggle with it. There's not one document as such that explains it all. They're not going to make it easy for us. Like the council tax, we all know that council tax is theft by deception, and your money's not going on what you think it is. But they're still charging people. They're still taking people to these fake courts. They're still continuing. It's all part of the show. I was going to swear then. I'll not swear. It's all part of the show, the illusion to keep it propped up. But that, for me, again, depending on what timeline you're on, the empire has crumbled. So for me, it's, you know, everything's been shown to us, depending on what timeline you're on. But the government do know, you know, everything. It's so all been pre-designed. Everything has.
So do you think any of the MPs know, apart from the ones right at the top?
Oh, God, yeah.
You think
without a doubt, it's not that much of a secret, really, because if you go down a formal process, Clive, to put your E.ON or Scottish Power on notice to say, okay, if you are claiming that you supply this address with electricity and gas, show me the evidence, disclose to me the evidence, and they can't disclose anything because there's no evidence. They don't supply anything. So it's like it's propped up with all these corporations. They're all in the same boat, aren't they? They help each other. They're all in the same boat. You know, it's just, once your eyes are open to this, you can't unsee everything for what it is. But what you can do is you can play the game, you can have fun with it. And actually, if it was me coming to this as a newbie, what I would be doing is, right, okay, I'm going to find out all this information. I'm going to test the system. I'm going to ask them for this information. I'm going to see, do they own the meter that's in the property? Because they don't. And they can't show you any evidence that they do own it. So why are you being charged for something that they don't even own? And again, it's all these series of questions that you might want to ask them. And again, they're not going to be cooperative. They're not going to hold their hands up to incriminate themselves either. And it's interesting the routes that people do go down. Some people get different experiences. The system is corrupt, as we know. There's different levels to that corruption as well. So that's why people experience, some people have a real hard time going down this route, this sovereignty route. And again, they've got to have these experiences because there's a lesson within that experience for everybody to have. And again, keep banging on about timelines, where again, it depends where you are in your own ascension journey. And this is what it's about. It's your own energy, your own frequency, what you're emitting back into the universe is exactly what you attract back. So it depends really how deep you want to go into it, really. But I guess that answers your question. I believe, this is my belief, my perception, that the elites, the government, whatever you want to call them, the 1%, they are all in on it. And we are the ones that are choosing to be treated this way. We don't have to. There's a choice.
Well, this is the important point, the choice. I mean, it is against the law from a legal perspective to fund terrorism. And, you know, so any money we do pay in any form to the government, actually, we're not allowed to do that under their laws, because they're killing people without our, you know, wish for them to do so.
We're complicit. If we pay council tax and we know about these things, then we are complicit, you know, with them. This is the thing. And
you know, a simple change needs to be made to all corporations, all the government corporations, yeah, all the public corporations, is that the directors of these organizations need to be personally liable for their actions, just like a company director of a limited company is. That one simple change which dramatically change the world.
Yeah. I mean, I see it that there's a lot of CEOs that are stepping down in the last couple of years. There's a lot of movement, really, I can see, of things stepping down, things changing. It depends what you see, really. Are you just using your five senses, or are you using them? The other 90% of your brain. I don't know. That again, that's my opinion. That's my perception. I can see things happening, and it's been such an exciting ride the last 2 years with the electric and gas side, because we've collated data, like 2 years worth of data of people's experiences. So what we've built now is like aftercare. So if you do have lots of hassle, and if that's your chosen timeline to have these experiences and have repeated hassle, whether it's from a third party interloper or from the actual broker, we've built up now like group sessions that we hold every month, where we can give you some tips on how to deal with that scenario if it does come, because it doesn't always come. A lot of people don't have hassle, but for the ones that do, we've got some good information now to share, to have these specific discussion points. If you did have hassle at the property after you'd had your meters replaced and you stopped paying bills, because that's always a possible timeline that you might have some third party interlopers come to the property, and they can't take your property off you. You know, I think people have got this misconception that they're doing something untoward or illegal, and it's not, because it's a civil matter. What takes it from a civil matter into a crime is if you've had a third party interloper at the property and you're aggressive, and you maybe, you know, it might get a bit out of the situation, and they might get a bit heated. That's what they want. They want to stir things up. So then it becomes from a civil matter into a crime, and then they might ring the police because you're being aggressive and you've got a threatening behaviour, and you might be physical with these third party interlopers. Where you don't need to do any of that. You just need to stand within your light, stand within your sovereignty, and read off a script almost. We've got like little scripts, what we have on these group sessions, to help people educate third-party interlopers. We're not just telling them to F off the property. We're educating people, because they're just doing their job, aren't they, innocently, from their point of view, from being an observer. And that's what people should do. Put themselves, get out of victimhood, be the observer, be in the neutral position, see it from both sides. And again, that helps you through these experiences if you were to have that type of experiences. And we've got a lot of people on the group that have succeeded through that. I mean, we've got over, I think it's 19,500 now members on the group, which is good. It's, you know, it's grown in the last 2 years. the more people that do this, the better it is. It affects the next person that does it. And as you know, with frequencies and energies, your energy like emits like a further afield, and that's going to touch somebody else without realizing. And so it's real. It's really started like now to erupt, and I think a lot of people are having less hassle because there's so many of us that have gone down this route that have said, no, we're not having it. We're not having it anymore. And I guess you've seen that from things that you do as well. You've seen it from a different perspective. There's a lot of people that are not having this bullshit anymore. I said I wasn't going to swear, but...
Well, that's not swearing. It's a natural thing that cows do, male ones.
It's passion. It comes from a heart space, and it really does. It's, you know, everything comes from a heart space. And when everything comes from a heart space, you'll do fine, because that's your intuition. It's your wisdom coming through. And there is a spiritual side to this. It's not just stop paying your bills and save loads of money. It's a hell of a lot deeper than that. But yeah.
So to be clear, if one stopped paying the electricity, would any person suffer because of that? I mean, a corporation might lose some of their profits, but would any people suffer?
No, I don't see any people suffering in that sense, unless they're, you know, being brought forward. They're going to have the actual person that's, or the living that's actually going through that approach. They might have a bit of hassle, but the corporation's not losing anything. I don't believe. I mean, when you've looked, I wrote a document a couple of weeks ago called Document Scam. It's just a bit of my ramblings as well, and off other interviews that people have done about the energy scam, as we call it. And they're earning billions of profit on a natural resource. And to charge for something, you have to show ownership of it. So who owns energy? Mother Earth, the people. It's our sovereign right to have these basic essentials. And what they've done is they've taken a natural resource and they're charging for it, and they're earning billions. That's just not right, is it, really? In basic terms, in layman's terms, that's exactly what's happened. It depends where you reside. Are you a sovereign being? Where do you reside? Where do you fall? Because we've got two worlds running, haven't we, at the minute? We've got the 3D, the Matrix, and we've got the sovereign soul. We've got the sovereign, like the sovereign beings. Where do you sit? Where do you find yourself? And again, that's where that inner journey comes in. It's all about your journey and you making your own decisions. You taking responsibility for your own actions, letting the ego go. You know, we've got to transmute the ego, and it's a spiritual journey that you're on, going down this. It's not just about money. Money's just an illusion anyway. It really is. Again, it depends what your perception is.
Well, indeed. So people obviously are worried about a bailiff knocking on the door and intimidating them. I've made a couple of videos in the past about bailiffs and how to deal with them and make them go away.
Yeah.
And now I find the arrival of bailiffs at the door quite amusing, because I know what to do and what to say.
Yeah.
And they go away. And yes, and as you say, one tries perhaps to educate them, but yeah. I think a lot of the bailiffs are bullies by nature and know yeah. exactly what they're doing and enjoy the job of intimidation.
Yeah, totally agree.
So clearly on your Telegram site, there are going to be a lot of people talking about what to do if there's a knock at the door.
Yeah, and this is about when your own education, when you put that effort in to educate yourself on an alternative of not listening, not watching the documentaries on the TV box, the programs which are programming you, you know, don't pay, we'll take it away. Why do you think that program's been on for many, many years on the box set? It's been programming you, it's been priming you throughout your life. It's that authority, isn't it? If somebody comes to the property that has this so-called authority, it's for you to stand under them. And we are the creators. And there's a huge awakening that's been going on for the last 4 or 5 years now. And this is where you're stepping into your sovereignty and you are the creator of your reality. But you're right, because you've experienced it. It might have been a little bit, you know, at the first experience, you might have been, oh my God, what do I do now? But only through that experience, what you've had, you've learned. There was a lesson within that you've learned what to do and how to handle it. And actually now it's not such a frightening experience if it was to happen again, because you've educated yourself and you've experienced it firsthand. A lot of people come on our group and they listen to the fear porn across the internet and it frightens them. But what it does is it deters them from their own path. You've got to experience things for yourself and you've got to make your own decisions. It's really important not to follow somebody else. Don't follow me. You know, you might want to do something different, a different approach, and that's okay. We're all sharing our ideas, thoughts and feelings on the chat within the group. I don't know everything, you know. I'm not a magician. I'm just sharing, like, the journey that I've been on, and I'm still on a journey. I still have hurdles to jump. You know, I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect. I don't claim to be better than anyone else that joins our group. We've just got this momentum that's been going for 2 years and it's not stopping. And we've had lots of hurdles to jump and lots of hoo-ha out there. But it's not deterred us at all. It's just made us more determined to carry on, because everybody should be having the benefit of not having to work two jobs 40, 50 hours a week just to pay tax and their bills. There's something not right with that. And it comes with inside that intuition of knowing that something's not right. We're meant to be enjoying our life, not working all these hours for our money to be spent on things that are already covered. It's just something's not right with that. And the prices have just, you know, they've tripled, quadrupled in the last 3 years specifically for the electric and gas. I don't know how people are actually affording to feed their children, like the important things, the essentials, clothes and feed your children. And how are people affording to do that with still paying these extortional bills? That, but I believe that it's happened specifically to wake people up. You know, to rocket the bills, to show them that this is, you know, I do believe that it's the good that are controlling things to help awaken people. And yes, you've got to go to dark places. You've got to go through these dark times, where it's going to help you in the long run. And that's my opinion on things.
So let's say somebody's just moved house. And now they're getting letters saying to the occupier or to even the person's name, spelt in capitals perhaps, saying, we are Octopus Energy or whatever, you owe us already £200. Now, if you've just moved in and you've never contracted with Octopus Energy, could you just ignore any communication because you have no contract and you don't even need to reply? Would that be true?
Yeah, that would be true. And again, this depends what your perception is. But you're right, you're not in a contract, so that's factual. You're not in a contract. You've only just moved in and you've not signed up to any of these suppliers yet, but already you've got a bill that's landed and it's addressed to the occupier or the customer. And again, we've got to look at wording. What does wording mean? It's legalese, it's they have their own language almost, but what they're trying to do is to trick you, because they can't contract with a living soul. They can only contract with the legal fiction. So it's always around, you know, it's always about that. And if you've not spoken to anybody, if you've not contacted any broker when you've moved in a new property and they start writing to your name, your legal fiction, how have they got hold of your information? That's the first question that I would be looking at. But then there's a deeper level to that. There's, you know, again, it's all about your energy and conserving your energy and where you insert your energy. Do you want to start opening up that communication line with that particular corporation? If you know you're not in a contract, you know that energy is already prepaid, do you feel that it's worth your time and energy going to open up that communication line and say, oh, hello, right back to them and say, oh, hello, Mr. Eon, can you provide me evidence that you supply energy? Can you provide me evidence you own meter? Do you want to go down that route? Does that resonate with you? Or do you just want to, like we suggested, Claire, simply ignore it and not confirm that you are there, you are going to communicate? So it depends, again, which way you feel you're drawn to, I guess. So you can certainly do that. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have any hassle, though, as well, Clive. This is the thing. People say, can you just tell me a route where I won't get any hassle? Well, that doesn't exist. I don't know. You might go down that route and you might not have any hassle at all, but you equally might go down the formal route and you know. So it just depends, really, what you're willing to put up with.
So what people are probably fearful of might be a locksmith coming round who breaks into your house and puts in a pay-as-you-go meter. Is that something that could happen?
Always a potential timeline. So we're very transparent on the group. That is a possibility, always, which is why, if it is a possibility, we recommend when you go down this route, you have to look where you live. Like, if you're renting, you might not be able to do certain things within that property. If you own it, you might have a little bit of land, maybe, or you might have a front drive where you can protect the property. So nobody can actually, a locksmith couldn't actually walk up to the front door because it's got a 6-foot gate there. And so there's all these things that we go through, the different scenarios on like our group sessions. What I run, like, monthly, once a month, I run like a group session where we can talk through approaches and people can ask questions and things like that. But there's lots of information ready available on the group for you to make your own decisions.
So, you know, what would scare anybody is that it could go wrong in some way. So if one's doing nothing illegal, nothing immoral, is there a way to defuse the fear from people? I mean, because even for myself, I would be hesitant if I thought I might have something really nasty happen, not just a bailiff, because I can tell them to go away, but if a locksmith is trying to break into my house, that's something else.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's knowing, first, it's not just like a locksmith will just appear one day. That there's like a build-up, you know, if that was going to happen. It doesn't, remember, there's thousands of us. They haven't got the capacity to send an engineer, a locksmith, a representative. That costs them a hell of a lot of money to come to the address to do that, which is why there's only a few that happens to in the majority of things. Like, in the grand scheme of things, it's not everybody experiences that. But that's why I always say to people that try, if you're in a position where you can increase the security, a locksmith can't pick the locks if there's a big 6-foot gate there. They're going to have to smash that gate down if it's locked on the inside, as an example, which they're not allowed to do that. And that's why they bring locksmiths, because they've got to pick the locks, etc. So increasing your security, where however you can and however you feel is necessary, I feel that is a huge benefit going down this route, because they can't go anywhere. But if you can just walk straight up to your front door and they can start picking your locks, there's very, very clever locks that you can have on the inside of your door, where a locksmith can pick the locks, but they still can't gain entry. And again, they're not allowed to damage the door. But I guess it's not allowing you to get to that point, really, is what we're trying to do. That's the whole point of the group, not allowing that to happen. But if that did happen, it's not the end of the world as such. Okay, you might have a force fit of a prepayment meter, but you can take that meter straight back out. Our engineers can put another meter in. You know, it's not the ideal situation. Of course it's not, but it's not the end of the world. There's still different approaches you can take. You might think, if that's happened, you might think, right, I'm going to try next time a different route, a different approach, maybe. Or maybe you've just had that experience to give you a little nudge that actually you need to increase the security. It's a little nudge for you because you've left yourself wide open, as an example. But there's many times, many scenarios where locksmiths have come out to people's property and they can't do anything because they've protected the property. Third, these locksmiths are third parties, right? That one, have acquired your information, which is a data protection breach, right? You've not consented for a third party locksmith to come to your property looking for the legal fiction, as an example. There's also that a locksmith would have to have some form of paperwork to act, you know, to act upon that property, to go to that address. They must have got some form of paperwork. Well, what is that form of paperwork? Well, the electronic warrants that they're using from a court, which is not a real court because the judge is not wet ink signatured these warrants. So we could talk for an hour on warrants themselves, but a third party, like a locksmith, is fully responsible for checking the actual documentation is valid before they act. And the documentation is invalid, and again, for many, many reasons. So really, that locksmith shouldn't be there in the first place. So that's when it's about the education side. And that's why it's important for you to not just to jump into this, but to look at every avenue and then maybe find an approach that suits you, that you're comfortable with.
If somebody is already contracted with one of the energy suppliers or energy meter readers, whatever they are, what would be the first step that somebody should take, other than studying how to ward off bailiffs and so on, just getting some basic understanding of who they are as a sovereign and so on. Let's say they've got that far, they know who they are, they can see it's fraud. Well, what would be the first step somebody should take to terminate their contract?
Well, I think the first thing to establish is you're not in a contract. We believe that we have contracted with E.ON Scottish Power.
Yes, that would be true. You haven't signed it, have you?
No, there isn't a contract in place ever. But you might have a 2-year fixed deal, because that's what it is, a 2-year fixed deal to get that energy rate. And when that 2 years is up, this is when they put you on the standard variable rate, and then they want you to enter into this fake contract. So the first thing to establish is you're not in a contract anyway. But so you can close, because you're not in a contract, you can close down that account, as I call it. It's not a contract, but you close the account down. And that's simply writing them an email or doing it on your online account. You close the account down. So that's what I would do. And I'd give them final readings and I would pay off that final bill, because then you might got third party debt collectors. And it totally depends what timeline you're on and which route, because at that point you would probably need to decide, am I going to do this, close the account down, get my meters changed, pay off the final bill, or am I going to put them on notice and ask them for the evidence of, are we in a contract, do you own the meters in the property, do you produce gas and electric to the property, is that what you supply? So you'd need to make a decision on which routes you're going to go down, really. And that's why it's important to look at everything before you act upon it.
Right. Well, very interesting. And
I guess the reason, Clive, you would like, if you want to go down that route of closing the account down, is because then it's out of your legal fiction. It's not in your name anymore. So then what happens after that, when you close the account down, you'll probably most likely receive correspondence to the address, addressing the occupier, because that's what happens. Because what in their eyes, they're thinking, all right, that's closed down. I'm waiting for someone new to move in, and they're going to contact me. And so what you find is they always address the occupier because they don't know your information. So that's kind of like what generally happens after, if you choose to close the account down.
So would one bother to send that letter back saying not known at this address? Because obviously it's not you, it's not spelled right.
I wouldn't if it was addressed to the occupier, because it's not you, it's not addressed to you. So it's just a waste of your time, really. But again, it depends what you want to do. Some people feel that they should respond. I only think, really, if it's addressed to your legal fiction, then there's that question. Do you respond? Do you not? Do you return it? and return it to sender, legal fiction unknown at this address? Is that what you'd write on the envelope? Possibility, if you want to experience that. Or would you just tear it up and put it in your log burner? Totally your decision.
And to clarify, can you clarify how it is that the electricity is already paid for? How does that happen?
For us, the National Grid and Transco are the ones that are the, I don't like to say true because it's not even that, but let's assume that National Grid, because this is what people know, National Grid and Transco are the ones that are the distributor operator. They are the true distributor operator, right? So that's where the energy is coming from. The Eons and Scottish Powers are the middleman. They're the brokers that are just charging you for the meter, not for energy consumption. And that is because, and again, I'm going to say this, it's my belief or it's my understanding that National Grid have a contract in place with the government. It's prepaid. That's why National Grid do not come out to your house to give you any hassle, because they don't give a damn when you sign up with Scottish Power or Octopus Energy, because they're already prepaid. That does not affect them, because they are the true operator distributor. Does that make sense? So there's ways of looking at this. You can research National Grid website, UK Power website. You need to have a look on there, have a browse at the information, but also look at the expenditure reports that the government release as well, so everybody can get hold of those, to what's covered via our taxes, because obviously we all know the government don't have any money. Us, the people, pay, and the government are meant to distribute it, etc. And that's where it comes in. And it's not, even if you choose to go down this route or not, you are not paying for energy consumption. And that's maybe where people need to, if they still have that disbelief, maybe a formal approach would suit you better, because you could ask those questions. And in law, if somebody's claiming something, the onus is on them to fully disclose the information. So maybe you would want to go down the route of asking the brokerage of these questions of, you know, are we being charged for energy consumption, or are you charging me for the meter, the service, not the actual, it's not a product, is it, but a resource as such. Maybe you'd want to go down that route. But it's a subject that some people struggle with. But again, this is why it's important to do your own research, have a look at all the government expenditure reports, have a look on National Grid website, and piece it all together of, well, if it was, let's assume that energy is not paid, why do National Grid not come to your house to give you some hassle?
You mentioned that our taxes pay for these things, but of course these days that's a minor part. Most of the taxes are paid for by deflation of money.
Yeah.
And by the fact the government are printing their own money regardless of taxation.
Yeah. So
if they can print money regardless of taxation, the only reason they tax us is to keep us down.
Yeah, totally agree with that. Totally agree. It's that slave mentality, isn't it? That we're slaving away, having job, and people have got two jobs at the minute just to try and pay their rent and their bills. And it's that slave mentality. It's a low frequency. It traps you as a slave, because you're not taking responsibility for yourself. You're not standing within your sovereignty, and you clearly don't know who you are. So there's a lot of inner work that you have to do to be able to get to ascend, to find your spiritual sovereignty. And a lot of people that might listen to this part might think, Jesus Christ, she's a right nutcase. But it's my perception, it's my opinion, I'm on my own journey, and that's this physical sovereignty of saying, no, I'm putting my foot down, I'm not having this anymore. But then there's an ascension point that you need to reach to find that spiritual sovereignty, to know who you truly are, to remember why you've been put here. And what your role is and what your purpose is. And that's what's being shown at the minute through a lot of people, like the how the world has changed, and it's very exciting.
So I remember probably 40 years ago hearing the idea that what needs to happen to get rid of politics and psychopaths in power is that 600 independents should stand as MPs with the one thing in common that they're going to dismantle party politics and that the country is going to be run for the common good. And I wonder whether now is actually the time where we should just get together, regardless of who or what we believe, and just say, look, it couldn't be worse than it is now. And in a way, I'm quite amused by the idea of Athenian democracy. Towns like cities like Florence and Athens used to have this system where you voted people in at random, basically, because with 4% of people being psychopaths, if you allow the scum to rise to the top, I mean, two things rise to the top, the cream and the scum. And we have a choice of which ones we want. If we chose people at random, at least only 4% of them would be psychopaths.
Well, again, I see it. Well, for me, my timeline, it's crumbled. It's crumbled. It really has. And the people are the power, and we are rising to the surface. So we are the cream, and we are rising right to the surface. And it shows in what everybody's doing, whatever your skill set or your mission here on Earth is. It's we're all dots, you know, like me and you, we've met for a reason. There's no coincidences in this life. Everything is a synchrony, and we've got all these dots. Everyone's got their own skill set. Everyone's been doing their own thing in the last couple of years, and we're all connecting now. The dots are connecting because the time is now, and it truly is. And
You're absolutely right. I mean, one of the things that strikes me is that in this country, we've got a million or however many it is public servants who've totally lost the notion of what a servant is meant to do. I mean, you're being of service is a wonderful thing because people say thank you and they like you because you're serving them in some way. And surely the million or so public servants would be much happier in their job, if they were serving us rather than punishing us and stopping us and restricting us and doing nasty things to us, which actually they do. I'm sure they don't want to be unpleasant, most of them. Most of them would love to actually help us in our daily lives. So I think that if you redefined the word servant for public servants, you made corporate directors liable for their actions, it could be quite pleasant. We'd be a hell of a lot richer.
I think a lot of these people, even, you know, third party interlopers that come to people's houses, it's not that they've got something against you, they're just innocently doing their job. And they've been given a job that they read from a script. They only know one way. It's almost like it's mind control. Like we, you know, there's a lot of mind control going on that's, you know, still here, and it's a distortion, and it's removing the distortion that helps you ascend. That's what it is. People of there's many layers, and it depends how programmed you actually are. It's not going to happen overnight. And again, that's why you're having certain experiences in your life, and it's not always sunshine and rainbows. You have to go through these experiences to come out of the other side, to help you ascend, to help you understand what's going on in the world. And there's lots of different rabbit holes. Again, it depends, you know, what timeline you're on, when you're ready to swallow that pill as such. And not everybody's ready yet. But we've seen a lot of people that have joined in the last 6 months that maybe were on a different, in a different position, on a different side in the last 4 to 5 years. There's a lot of people that have joined that are actually looking at alternatives because they've been pushed into it, because maybe they can't afford their bills that have tripled or quadrupled. So they've been forced into looking at an alternative, which is a positive thing. So again, this darkness of it tripling and quadrupling, there's a positive side of that that people are not seeing, not everybody's seeing as such.
Well, people are waking up to the fact that it's always been us that's had the power. It's always the people who are the 99.9% being controlled.
Yes.
The tiny fraction. And I see that there's great hope. I mean, one of the ideas that I like is instead of people demonstrating, going on a march to ask the government to stop doing something nasty, that they instead decide, instead of marching, to meet their neighbours and say, hello, I'm your neighbour. I'd love, love to know you a little better and tell you why war ought to stop and how we can achieve it today. Because I and a million others are now knocking on my neighbour's door saying hi. And if you want to do the same, you know, all we got to do is say to government, we're not playing the game.
Yeah.
And then it's a question of what's the alternative? Because just telling the government to stop is one thing. What should people be asking for? And I think it's simple. You ask the public servants become servants, directorial responsibility, and get rid of the psychopaths.
Yeah.
We can change the world in a day, I think. I know it's a bit optimistic, but I think it's real.
Yeah.
If everybody realised that it's so easy.
I think it's deeply rooted, isn't it? We've got the top of the pyramid, and my opinion, my belief, the top of the pyramid's gone. The top of the people have gone. They've gone, the 1%. But it's deeply rooted, so it's the next levels that's been shown at the minute that what's happening, and that's where we need to get rid of the infiltration in you know, in a lower level, and that is happening. You can see that. And it's bringing back that community, just like what you've said, knocking on your next door neighbour, having that conversation that you might not have had 3 years ago, bringing the community feel back that's what this is about, because corporations are going, the community is coming back, and the people are going to be running things again how it should be. And that's what's happening. That's what we all should be on that timeline. Just having the conversation, just like me just earlier, out on a dog walk as an example, and a little woman through the window, my dog was actually doing his little business, and this woman was looking at me, and I thought instantly, that initial reaction was like, oh God, she's going to come out and tell me off because my dog's doing a business right outside her house. She came out, her husband came out, she could walk, her husband come out, and he was like, oh, hello, look, can I say hello to your dog? And you know what? Just taking that 5 minutes to go down his drive, have a little conversation with him. And it just gave me that such a lovely feeling that I'd made a difference to that, Matt, to the little couple. And he said, thanks ever so much for taking the time to come and speak to me, because I really appreciate it. Oh, it broke my heart. I just thought, why is not everybody doing this? But again, we're being shown things, aren't we, that it's coming back, that community feel. We're not just ignoring people on the streets anymore in the community. And there's many levels to that as well. We did start a community chat every Thursday that we started to do as well on the group. It's not just about gas and electric, but I can't be there in person to build that community. But it's like a virtual community where we share products and we share like information, alternative information. So we started to do that through the platform because there's a big, we've built a big platform, so we need to start taking it into a different direction. So we started that community call, and people love it. It's very informal, but just to, you know, show people that we are just normal people. The engineers that go out to people's address, they're very normal. Nothing special about them. I'm really normal as well. And it's just showing people who you are and, you know, the ups and downs, and being transparent about things as well. It's a learning curve, isn't it, for everybody to go through.
And just go through again how people can contact the group and so on.
Just Telegram, download Telegram app if you've not got it. It's really easy to navigate yourself, and type in Free Energy Nationwide in capitals. It's all capital locks, Free Energy Nationwide, and it's got the Tesla image as you know, the logo as such. And just join it. It's an open group, so you can join it and just have a look at the information on the group. That's a good starting point.
Brilliant. So thank you so much, Kailas, for...
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, a great pleasure. I mean, it's just a great way for people to start. you know, it's so important. And so thank you once again. Thank you very
No
much.
problem. Thank you very much.